Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're going to enjoy this podcast number 12. It is titled, How Often Should You Service Your Car and Why? This is a very simple question, but it is very difficult to answer, especially if you have a new car or you are a new car enthusiast. How often should you maintain and service your car? Is actually the basic approach to maintaining your car and owning it and keeping it in good condition, as long as you are still paying the car, or you still have payments on the car, especially if you bought it through a bank. But sometimes you find you have bought the car and you have settled the account, and as soon as you settle the car, then your motor plan expires. So then what do you do? Because it means you'll have to find someone outside of the dealer to actually service or repair your car. There are a lot of car mechanics, auto car repair specialists out there, but very few are reliable and trustworthy. That is the reason why I am doing this podcast. Let's see if these tips will help you cope with the pressure of finding the right person to help you fix your car. Most people like to go out on long car drives for leisure purposes. If the car breaks down in between, then it spoils the whole mood of traveling. Though one can solve this problem by maintaining the car and keeping it in good condition, but it also needs a professional expert who can help you with servicing it. When your car breaks down unexpectedly and your motor plan has expired, where do you go? Now, the best place to get your car fixed and repaired without breaking a bank is to find the go-to guy. There is a difference between an auto mechanic and the go-to guy. The go-to guy is a specialist who specializes in the car that you are driving, who knows it, and in most cases you'll find that he owns one. And then this guy can either be a certified expert of that particular car you are driving, or simply a car fanatic. And most car fanatics love cars, they end up with DIY skills. They do it themselves, either to save money or to hone their skills to become good at helping themselves repair their own vehicles. Now, before you find a go-to guy, you need to do some research, because there are fly-by-night auto mechanics out there, or auto electricians, or panel beaters, or ECU car coding experts, and so on. So the most reliable person to assist you should at least have some basic knowledge about the car you are driving. Yet the question then arises, how reliable and honest will this guy be if you decide to choose him to fix your car? Two things can happen. You can either be a friend who drives your car and is happy with the go-to guy who will fix your car, or he is recommended by a dealer if a dealer is chock-a-blocked with work, or you found him by accident on the internet. But the most reliable one is the one who is recommended by someone. My advice is that before you hand your car over to this guy, make a thorough research. Although the general rule to service a car is considered at least to be 6 months, but there are exceptions to this rule. You can service your car every 15,000 kilometers. Right, going back to the go-to guy should at least have a minimum of 1 to 2 years experience in fixing such problems. Then when it comes to servicing your car every 15,000 kilometers, it means you have the grace of 6 months either to find an alternative repairman to do the fixing, and then making sure you have the money if you are going to be paying him for the cost of servicing, or you buy the spares and then he does the servicing, or he services your car with spares, whatever the case is. That is the research that you'll have to conduct. But then this is based on the assumption that you have a car service and maintenance logbook. Keeping a car service and maintenance logbook is always a good and a healthy practice as a car owner. The logbook has general indications which points out the time of service in your car. It stipulates which service on your car will be required during intervals and the types of maintenance you will need to keep it running smooth rather than getting constant breakdowns. You rather budget to service your car than to actually get a breakdown when you least expect it, traveling long journeys. These kinds of service will include either the wheel alignment, braking system, front suspension, basic oil service, or the 100,000 service, or the checkup, the cooling system. There are a lot of things which will be picked up by your logbook maintenance service book to identify which service is required for your car after traveling certain kilometers. If the person is driving a luxurious car, then it is also recommended to take the help of a professional after short intervals. Alternatively, DIY means you buy the book or the manual to do it yourself. But the question is, will you have the necessary tools and the expertise to do it? It will take a little while before you can master how to repair that car. What if that car is a especially sports car? It's a Lamborghini R8 or X5 and Lexus and so on. So those cars will require a lot of expertise before you can assume the liberty to service them yourself. So in this case, do not take chances. Try and see if you can find someone reliable, someone who knows it. This way, you will not only save the cost, but you will also be in the process of learning the ropes on the common causes of either the breakdowns or the common causes of your car's simple tricks for saving you costs to find or to take it to the dealer. Those are the basics of helping you to find a good mechanic. But professional car maintenance service are very good for the long life of your car, and also choosing the right source for providing either the spares, original car, which is original equipment, maintenance to ensure quality at affordable rates or prices. One should take the advantage of the service provided by quality professional certified expertise, and it will spare the owner from the headaches of maintaining their car every now and then when it breaks down. It will also make sure that you avoid incurring expenses and increase in the life of your car. So those are the basic tips, and I hope you will enjoy it. So please, if you are listening to this podcast, subscribe, share, and explore. And I really appreciate you coming down here. Thank you very much. And join, if you can, in the conversation by sending us your comments right down on the bottom of the link and send me a message. I'll be able to reply to you. Cheers. This is Brother Ike signing out. Have a good day and God bless you.